Former New South Wales Labor MP Ernest Wong has been accused of fabricating evidence today at the Independent Commission Against Corruption Inquiry, known as ICAC. The inquiry is investigating whether a Chinese billionaire made an illegal donation of $100,000 in cash to New South Wales Labor in 2015. Jamel Wells has been at the inquiry again today. Jamel, thank you for your time. This isn't the first time Ernest Wong has given evidence to ICAC. What did he say today?
Well, he started out this morning by being asked by the council assisting if he had thought about the evidence he gave on Friday over the weekend, if he'd reflected on that. And he said yes. And the council assisting said, well, do you stand by that evidence? And he said, yes, I do. And he was again asked about this mysterious $100,000 cash donation that the inquiries heard was made to the Labor Party in 2015, just 2 weeks out from the state election. And we've heard allegations that it was dropped off at party headquarters in a plastic bag. And he was pressed today about what he knew about the money and how it got there. And his take on events was that the owner of the restaurant where this party fundraiser was held in 2015 gave him a very big bag full of cash. And he said, at the time, I wasn't aware of any formal procedures or practices that we had about accepting donations and issuing a receipt for this amount of money. And he said, I assumed it was donations from ticket sales and people who'd made individual donations at this fundraiser dinner. And so he said, also at the dinner, there happened to be this banned billionaire property developer, Huang Xiangmo, and he said the developer just offered to take the bag of cash to party headquarters in Sussex Street, he said, because the developer said he was going to visit party secretary Jamie Clements. And of course, the ICAC is alleging that it was really Ernest Wong who got this $100,000 donation by selling the head table to this banned property developer. Now, Ernest Wong again denied that. And when he said, in effect, that the billionaire had offered to do a delivery to Sussex Street head office as a favour, the commissioner and the council assisting both stopped him and they said, look, really, do you expect us to believe that? And Ernest Wong said, yes, yes. He said he was happy to drop the money off. That's what he offered to do.
It's incredible. So what implications might this latest evidence have, given they've asked him to reflect and he hasn't?
Well, a couple of things happened today. His evidence contradicted evidence given by party secretary Kayla Manane. Now, she has earlier told the ICAC that Ernest Wong told her that this developer was a direct source of the money, whereas Ernest Wong told the inquiry today that he never said that to Kayla Manane when they met up behind state parliament at all. But he has been warned a couple of times during this inquiry that it doesn't look good for him to be covering up and hedging around evidence and not directly answering the questions asked of him. And what it could mean is that after this inquiry, which is set to go for another 5 weeks or so, if the commissioner makes a misconduct finding against him, if the commissioner suggests that he's been untruthful, he may be referred to the DPP. And it is a criminal offence. He can be charged with lying to the ICAC. It does incur a maximum jail sentence of a couple of years if you are convicted of the crime. And not many people have been jailed for lying to the ICAC, but it has happened in the past. So if this finding is made against him, it could have very serious consequences for him in the future.
Jamel, thanks for your time this afternoon or evening. It's evening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jamel Wells has been at the ICAC inquiry, and of course, I think there's another 5 weeks on this one, 5.5 weeks. So yeah, there's a lot more to come out, I suspect.